It's Sunday night. Priya has been running since Monday, and she can feel it in the back of her neck and behind her eyes. She did everything she was supposed to do this week. She showed up, she helped, she stayed late, she answered the messages. She ran the errand nobody else would run. She was, in every way anyone could measure, a good person having a normal week. And she is completely empty. Here's what she does next, and maybe you've done this too. She goes looking for the thing she must have done wrong. Did she say yes too many times? Did she skip the run? Did she stay up too late? She runs through the list, a private little trial where she is both the judge and the person being judged, and she comes out the other side with nothing useful. Just tired, and now also a little guilty for being tired. What I want to say to Priya tonight is this: you didn't do your week wrong. You did it in the wrong shape. And a bad shape will wear out a good person every single time. Now let's be honest about the advice Priya has gotten, because it's not bad advice, it's just aimed at the wrong thing. The first piece of advice is, try harder, push through, you'll feel better when you see the results. That's almost unkind when you say it out loud, because the problem is not effort. Priya has more effort than almost anyone. Telling her to try harder is like handing a sponge to someone who's already wrung out and saying, squeeze. The second piece is set better limits. Learn to say no, and that's genuinely useful, but only to a point. Limits tell you how much less to give. They don't change anything about the shape of what you give into. You can have perfect limits and still pour everything into a shape that sends it all one way and brings nothing back. The third piece is, take better care of yourself, sleep more, eat better, step back, and again, not wrong. But watch what happens. You take Sunday for yourself, rest up, and on Monday, the shape is waiting right where you left it, exactly as hungry as before. Here's what all three of these have in common. They treat Priya as the thing to fix. They ask her to be stronger, smaller, more rested. None of them ask whether the shape of the week itself might be the problem. So what does the shape of Priya's week actually look like? Let's slow down and see it. Her week is a series of flows, and almost all of them go one direction. She gives time to her patients, it flows out. She gives attention to her kids, it flows out. She gives energy to her mother, her friend, her neighbor who needs a hand. Out, out, out. Now, some of those people give back to her. Her kids love her. Her friend would show up in a real crisis. But none of that giving back is built into the shape of the week. It happens sometimes, sideways, when someone remembers. The week itself is built as a series of lines going from Priya outward. Nothing in the shape of the week is set up to bring anything back. And here's the thing about a shape like that. It doesn't matter how generous you are or how much you love the people you're giving to. A week built with all the arrows pointing out is a week that will empty you. Not because you're weak, not because you're doing it wrong, because that is what a one-way shape does. It moves things from a source to a lot of sinks, and it never turns around. If you ran a tap that way, all the water flowing out, nothing ever coming back to the tank, you would not call the tap broken. You would say the plumbing is wrong. Priya's plumbing is wrong, not her heart. Here is why this matters so much. If you believe the problem is Priya, that she's tired because she's not strong enough, or not organized enough, or not drawing the right lines, then the fix is Priya. Make her better. And the problem with making a person the fix is that people run out. They have bad days. They get sick. They fall in love. They lose sleep. Their willpower goes up and down like everyone's does. Any system that depends entirely on one person's willpower to keep running is a system waiting to break. But a shape doesn't have willpower. A shape just is. If you change the shape, the week runs differently even on the days when Priya has nothing left. The flow doesn't depend on her pushing it. It's built into the design. This is the whole move. Stop trying to fix the person inside a bad shape and start fixing the shape. You don't need more willpower. You need a better plan for how the week is built. Now let's get honest about what actually holds a life together. Because if willpower and pushing through aren't the answer, you might ask, well, what is? And here's where the evidence gets interesting. Researchers who followed people across long stretches of their lives, long-running studies, decade after decade, kept finding the same thing at the center of the people who were doing well. Not money, not how organized they were, not how hard they worked. What held them up was the quality of their close ties, the people around them, and whether those ties were warm and real or thin and one way. Now sit with that for a moment. Because what the studies point to is not a personal quality, not how much you care or how strong you are. It's a thing about connection, about the shape of the people around you and how the giving flows between you. And here's what makes it land for Priya. You can't build that kind of closeness by will. You can't grit your way to a warm circle. What builds it is showing up together, regularly, without a big agenda. Time, repeated, without having to earn it. You cannot force that. But you can build the shape of a week that makes it possible, or a shape that makes it impossible, which is why the shape is everything. Now, I can hear the pushback, and it's the right one to voice. If the fix is building closer ties, spending more time with people, showing up more, doesn't that just mean giving more? Doesn't that just put more on Priya's plate? And isn't more giving exactly what wore her out in the first place? Good. That's the exact right question. Because no, this is not asking Priya to give more. It's asking her to change the shape of what she's already giving. Here's the difference. Right now, Priya gives into a series of one-way lines. She helps her patients. She feeds her kids. She shows up for her friend. All of those are good. But in all of them, Priya is the source, and the others are the place the giving lands. It goes from Priya to them. Full stop. What would change the shape isn't giving more of that kind. It's giving some of it differently, in a way that builds a circle instead of a line. One dinner together, regularly, where she's not serving, she's just there. One group where she belongs and where she is also cared for. One standing thing that gives as much back as she puts in. That's not more. That's a different shape. And a week that has even a little of that kind of giving in it feels completely different from a week that has none, even if the total effort is the same. Let me show you what it looks like to actually change the shape. Meet Marcus. He's a teacher. 30 students a day, a stack of papers every night, a mom he checks on every Sunday. His week looked a lot like Priya's, full, generous, one way. He was giving everywhere, and there was nowhere in the week that gave back. About 2 years ago, he started one thing. Every other Wednesday, he and three other teachers, people he trusted, ate lunch together in his room. No agenda, no meeting items. Just food and talking, sometimes for 25 minutes, sometimes longer if nobody had a class. That's it. One small, regular, low-effort thing built into the middle of the week. Now, Marcus will tell you that nothing dramatic happened right away. But over a few months, the shape of his week started to feel different. Not lighter, exactly. He still had the papers and the calls and the Sunday visit. But there was something in the middle of the week that wasn't all going one way. Something that gave back quietly just by being there. The jar had a little something in it besides what he was putting out. When one of his students had a bad week, it didn't wipe him out the way it used to, because the Wednesday lunch was already sitting in the jar. He had something to draw from. That's the only thing Marcus changed. He put one loop in the week. And a week with one loop in it is a fundamentally different week than a week with none. Here's why Marcus's Wednesday lunch worked and why it will keep working. A jar that only you are putting things into will empty out eventually, no matter how generous you are. That's not weakness, that's just math. But a jar that other people also put things into, even a little, even casually, is a jar that can stay full without you having to be heroic about it. The shape is doing the work, not the willpower. Now you might say, Marcus was lucky to find three people willing to show up every other week. And that's fair. Building even a small circle takes something. But here's what the research points to, again and again. You don't need a lot of people. You don't need people who are exceptional. You need a small number of people who show up regularly in a way that isn't always about getting something done. The closeness comes from the time itself, not from what you accomplish in it. So Priya doesn't need a bigger circle or a deeper friendship or a therapist or a retreat. She needs one thing in her week that goes around, not just out. One place where she is both giving and getting just by being there. The jar doesn't fill when you push harder. It fills when the shape lets it. Before you walk away thinking this is something you have to build from scratch, I want you to notice something. You've already done this. Think about a time when a regular thing with people you cared about was just part of the week. A standing dinner, a walk you took together, a morning you kept for someone. Maybe it's still there. Maybe it fell away. But at some point, you had it, and I'd be willing to guess that the weeks it was in felt different from the weeks it wasn't. Not because anything dramatic happened in those moments, just because the shape of the week had a loop in it. We know how to do this. We do it when a new baby arrives on the street and the meals start coming. We do it after a funeral when people just show up. We do it when summer gives everyone a little room and the neighbor's porch becomes the nightly gathering spot. We do it by accident. And then life gets busy and the shape collapses back to all arrows pointing out, and we wonder why we feel so empty. The job isn't to invent something new. It's to stop leaving the loop to chance. To put it into the week on purpose, the same way you'd put a standing meeting in the calendar. Not because you'll always feel like it, but because the shape is there whether you feel like it or not. So here's your one thing for this week, and it's a give, not a test, not a grade, not a check on yourself, just a give. Find one time this week, or in the next few weeks, where you show up with people you care about and there's no task on the counter. No agenda. Just time, just being there. It could be a meal, a walk, a call where you're not solving anything, a porch, a lunch that doesn't have a purpose, something that goes around, that you get something from just by being in it, and they do too. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be real and regular enough to put a loop in the week. Once you've got it, give it a home in the calendar, not a reminder, a home. A recurring spot, because a standing shape holds on the days you don't feel like holding. That's the whole move. One loop. One place where the jar gets filled by the people in the room with you. You're not trying harder, you're rebuilding the plan. So that's the thing the third book keeps coming back to. You cannot fix a bad shape by trying harder inside it. The answer to a week that empties you isn't more willpower or fewer things on the list. It's a different plan. A week with at least one loop in it, one place where the giving goes around instead of only going out, one spot in the jar that other people fill. It's not more generous to keep pouring into a shape that sends everything one way. The generous thing, to yourself, to the people you care about, to the life you're trying to build, is to change the shape. Put one loop in this week. That's the whole move. Next time, we get into the part most people find hardest, How to get started when the circle isn't there yet. What you actually do in the first few weeks when it's just you and a hope that someone will show up. Watched over, as always, by Daisy.